was one, but she was out of the room at the moment, so I'm going to renew that. The PLAC itself is not appearing, but if there are members of that PLAC who would like to appear on the board, we'd be happy to do that.
That's me. And one thing that more paragraphs probably my comments today represent Clatsop County. As you know, the other members of the FDLC will not currently weigh in on changes to the forest management plan or important issues like the habitat conservation plan. Because of the Linn County lawsuit, they joined against the state of Oregon and Oregon Department of Forestry. Citizens of our county have repeatedly expressed to our commission how important the Clatsop State Forest is to them. Largely because Clatsop County, unlike most of the other trust counties, has virtually no other public forest land. Only 1% of our county is federal forest land. Clatsop citizens have sent clear messages to our commission over the last several years. They want a balanced forest plan that maintains an active timber program, but also helps restore endangered species, restore salmon habitat, and provides a recreation program reflective of Clatsop Forest's large financial contribution to the state. Residents and visitors alike value the opportunity to recreate in the forest using the very limited trails and campground facilities that are currently provided to the Clatsop State Forest. We want our forest policies to reflect the long-term interests of our county. We are asking for harvest only at sustainable levels to reduce the chance of the drastically changing timber revenue patterns we have experienced in the past. Our citizens are also concerned about aerial spraying and pesticides. Clatsop strongly supports an HCP as a critical first step before any revisions to forest management plan are considered, because we are concerned about both the security of our timber revenues and the protection of critical habitats. We recognize that harvest and Clatsop Forest provide a significant part of the revenue that supports ODF operations. But boosting harvest levels is not the solution to these fiscal problems. We want to work alongside ODF to look for new funding mechanisms and to urge the state legislature to help us find revenue alternatives to more intensive harvest. Thank you for your service on the board and for considering the views of Clatsop County. And a special thank you to Sybil Ackerman Munson for her exemplary service to the state and the Board of Forestry.